Hello, everyone. The results are in from the election in North Cyprus, as they like to style themselves, the Turkish Republic of North Cyprus. So it was just yesterday when Ersin Tatar lost, and he was ousted by Tufan Erurman. So Erurman, he represents the Republican Turkish Party as Cumhuriyet Türk Partiyası. Got it was decisive as well, getting 63% of the vote. So this is their first election in 5 years, and that was held under difficult circumstances in coronavirus lockdown. Now, obviously, the president doesn't have dictatorial powers. A lot depends on the legislative elections, and it's a bit different because there's the United National Party, whatever that is. The major party there, okay, as opposed to the Republican Turkish Party. Now, North Cyprus is Turkish occupied. It's internationally recognized as being part of the Republic of Cyprus. So the Cypriot government at Nicosia is the legitimate government of the entire island. Don't want to go too much into history, but was it 1571 when the Ottoman Turks invaded, took it off Venetians? Not sure Cyprus ever been independent before then, but it was a Hellenistic island for millennia, an Orthodox Christian island. Well, I believe in the 18th century actually had a Muslim majority because of so much Turkish immigration or colonization, if you will. But fast forward to Cypriot independence in 1960, it had been under British jurisdiction since 1879, and Cyprus was granted independence. Now, there was that Turkish minority there, 18% of the population. Almost all the rest were ethnically, linguistically Greek. And there's also a tiny Armenian community. There's some British people stayed behind when the British period finished. But the Republic of Turkey had lobbied very hard for either the island to come back to Turkey or to be divided, Taksim partition. They said, no, you can't simply give it to the Hellenic Republic because, as part of our Treaty of Sèvres in was it 1922, you agreed not to do that. If Britain were ever to withdraw, it reverts to Turkey. We demand the retrocession of the island. It always worked out this very delicately balanced compromise, and actually no minorities have ever been better treated than the Turkish Cypriots, who, despite only having 18% of the population, got, I think it's correct in saying, 50% of the representation in parliament. They got, much more than 18% of the army, the police, the navy and air force. They got one of the Supreme Court judges. They had the vice president to be from their party. So really, they had a veto on things. But they claim they're mistreated by the Greek majority. And so, 1974, that July, Turkey invaded, seized North Cyprus. Now, the Turks, there were some Turkish majority villages, but it's not to say North Cyprus is the majority. We say North Cyprus is really more like northeast. And they see something like 30% of the island. So apart from that, oh, there's all the two British sovereign base areas, and that's a United Peacekeeping Force there in Cyprus, paid for by the Cypriot government. I think Turkey pays for it, despite them causing the problem, despite some of the Turkish troops illegally occupying Cyprus. I'm not remotely anti-Turkophobic, okay? I like Turkish food or architecture, some of their music and stuff like that. I've been there many, many times. No one should be mistreated for being Turkish or indeed Greek. Whether, mainland Greek or Greek Cypriot or whatever. So it's not anti-Turkish to tell the plain truth about this. So I don't blame most Turkish people for this. I do recognize that most of them are supportive of their government's policy vis-a-vis Cyprus. So there was a plan. Could the two Cyprus's reunite? Well, I mean, as in the Turkish army withdraw, North Cyprus, this which is really an adjunct of Turkey, dissolve the occupation government, and there'd be a Cyprus to be reunited. And obviously, some Greeks fled from their lives for North Cyprus, and so some of the Turks from South Cyprus, and civilians were murdered by both sides in this, and quite a few women were raped. I mean, I know that some Greek Cypriot women were raped. To my knowledge, no Turkish Cypriot women were raped. Maybe they were, I don't know. And I'm not so foolish as to think that wrongdoing is the exclusive preserve of one side or other. But anyway, the Cypriot government is legitimate. The North Cypriot one is not, recognized by Turkey only. But there was a plan over 20 years ago, could they reunite? And when Cyprus is trying to join the European Union, the European Union say, oh, well, this is a tricky situation. And what on earth are we going to do about North Cyprus? And the Turks won't like it. And 10 countries were due to join that May. And Greece is already a member state of the European Union since the 1980s. They said, right, if Cyprus is not admitted, we will veto the whole list. We'll veto all 10. That's Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Poland, the Czech Republic, Slovakia, Slovenia, Hungary, Malta, and Cyprus. So Cyprus was allowed to join. So we'll figure it out. There was this difficult situation when the German reunification, when the German Democratic Republic, that's East Germany, when that achieved fusion or sorry, absorption into the Federal Republic of Germany, and that went fairly smoothly. Some teething difficulties to high unemployment and stuff, but they're part of Germany now. Nobody doubts that. And so tempers had cooled. It was a generation on since the invasion, since the partition of Cyprus, and some of the Turkish Cypriots will say maybe we should be Cypriot first and foremost. Could we reunite with the Greek Cypriots and so on? Can we sort this all out? And there were who moved for that. And then actually, a majority of them wanted to do that. And the Turkish government was keen to join the European Union and say, well, maybe we'll drop our opposition. We'll be able to withdraw our troops from there, have better relations with the European Union. More moderate days, those. And Kofi Annan, the former Secretary General of the United Nations, came up with the Annan Plan. By the way, it's not Annan. He said it's Annan to rhyme with cannon. Put to referendum, accepted by North Cyprus, rejected by South Cyprus. It gave away too much. But they could try anew 20 years later. Now, Cyprus actually got quite cordial relations with Israel, one of the only relations in the only countries in the region which does. Most of the others are just sickened by what Israel's done to the people of Gaza. Whereas Turkey's got very strained relations with Israel. You go back over 10 years, relations between Turkey and the Jewish state were surprisingly cordial. But because of this newfound cordiality, more difficult, will Israel see we don't want rapprochement between a Cyprus and Turkey, and we'll throw a spanner in the works? I don't know if they can do. So what's going to ha happen there? Okay, so how do they reunite? Well, obviously the Turkish army has to leave. There's got to be assessment for stolen property. Maybe some truth and reconciliation committee. Some people were disappeared in 1974, and we don't know what happened to them. Dead, if so, buried where? Some people, property was seized in North Cyprus from Greeks who fled to the south, sold on to foreigners, often British people, who might have sold it again. And that person who owns it now, there's no legal ownership of a stolen goods. Does he or she have to cede it to the person who lost in 1974, or often his or her heirs? Does that person get anything? Maybe not. Caveat emptor, because you can't buy good title from someone who doesn't have good title. Does Turkey have to apologize, have to pay any compensation, things like that? Would there be any guarantees for those people in the south? And there was some school in Nicosia which started taking pupils from North Cyprus, ethnically Turkish pupils, and then teaching them all in English. And obviously in South Cyprus they put signs up in Turkish as well. Remember, the two official languages are Greek and Turkish. It's actually not English, even though also Cypriots, certainly in the south, can speak English, usually fluent English, because tourism is so big there. So various things would need to happen. A referendum, both sides would need to accept it. But Erdogan, the president of Turkey, he's a hardline nationalist. He might dislike this. He doesn't like this new president who's come to office, who thinks he's too much of a moderate, too much of a liberal, and so on. Okay. And there are people in South Cyprus who say we shouldn't be too nationalistic either. We should be forgiving. We should build towards reconciliation. I know there's some older Greek Cypriots who still feel terrible rancor. They personally suffered. They were wounded. This man, his brother was murdered. His sister was raped or something like that. And, there's a lot of trauma. There's a lot of fury. And so tempers haven't entirely cooled because of that. So that's why some of these people will find it very difficult to forgive. Right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you comment on this and send it to PayPal, georgecarlin79@gmail.com. Okay, goodbye.